A warning tonight that the price of breaking ground on a new property and home renovations could be about to rise sharply. Builders say their profits are being squeezed as a shortage of tradesmen is driving up the cost of doing business. Unions say builders are trying to soften up the market before they dramatically raise the cost they charge to build a new home or to work on the house. Our business reporter David Taylor has the story.
Handy person Buff Prince is called to jobs in Sydney's inner west, and she's flat chat at the moment.
I probably have more work than I can actually take on, and I'm often trying to give jobs away, so yeah, pretty busy.
She says jobs range from new homeowners wanting to add their own touch to a property, perhaps with a kitchen renovation, or people who are staying put, now getting around to that bathroom repair job.
I think in general, people are home a lot, so they're doing small renovations right now, or there's things they're noticing around the house that they perhaps wouldn't have noticed otherwise.
The Association of Professional Builders surveyed 252 residential building companies, including over 1,000 builders. It found builders are signing contracts for new builds and renovations at record levels, with over half booked out for the next 2 years. Russ Stevens is a co-founder of the Association of Professional Builders. He attributes the obvious pickup in work over the past 6 months to the extension of the government's Home Builder Grant, which kicked off in June last year.
And what that did, that just proved to be the icing on the cake, because builders were already getting busier.
Busy, yes, but the profits from that extra work are not, he says, being spread equally. Russ Stevens says builders generally sign fixed price contracts. The problem now for builders is their costs are rising dramatically, both because of the rising costs of supplies and a shortage of tradies who are now charging a premium. It's all leading to a big profit squeeze.
Builders do work on quite skinny margins. They could well be getting to the end of those jobs with little or no net profit left, and that's a dangerous situation.
It's dangerous, he warns, because many builders risk insolvency. But under the Home Building Contracts Act, a builder is required to make inquiries and take account of reasonable cost levels. So even if tradies are charging more, ultimately builders can cover this cost. Independent economist Lisa Cameron warns this will lead to higher prices for property owners and buyers.
I expect so, because the basic laws of economics suggest that if your cost goes go up, then those costs are normally passed on to the consumer, which in this case would be housing purchases.
Dave Noonan is the National Secretary of the Construction, Forestry, Maritime, Mining and Energy Union, or CFMEU. He goes further. He warns builders will begin charging much more later this year, which will lead to an escalation in the cost of housing.
We aren't seeing housing become more affordable for Australians. We're seeing a continuing escalation in housing prices. And that's good if you own a home, but if you're one of the people that's trying to get into the housing market, then affordability is an issue. And for those that are on waiting lists for social housing, it's a long waiting list.
Assistant Treasurer Michael Suka helped design the Home Builder Scheme. PM asked Mr. Suka if the stimulus from the scheme and the upwards pressure it puts on costs risks pushing up house prices and leaving more Australians out of reach of owning a home. He says he welcomes the economic boost created by the stimulus package and rejects the notion it leaves anyone significantly worse off. In a statement to PM, he says, quote, "As Home Builder can only be used to construct new or substantially renovated properties, this manages the risk of longer-term affordability challenges by increasing housing supply. As for homeowners worried about nabbing a tradie, well, handy person Buffy Prince has this advice.
If you find someone, then go with them, I guess. Or looking for Facebook recommendations, that certainly seems to work. That's how most people find me. But in terms of being competitive with getting somebody to come in, I mean, I guess you could offer more money, but I think generally people are just booked out.
That's handy person Buffy Prince, David Taylor with that report.